Well, I decided to wear the sling for dramatic effect for this press conference, so you got feel bad for me. I'm just proud of the way we played. We fought to the very end. I mean, so many times, especially on that last drive, where guys could have bought in that something was going to happen, we're gonna lose this game, but we didn't. And there was a point in time where we were down by 13 points in the third quarter. We kept battling back, and especially I think we only dressed, 44 guys? Is that what it was? 44 guys. So that's great, man. I mean, the way we fought and at home was awesome. We needed this win. We needed this one bad, and we got it. And I expect us to play that way, especially the way we play in the second half for the rest of the year. It's a good feeling. I don't know. I mean, my expectations are maybe be back next week. Good thing is we got a great training staff, athletic training staff, and. They're going to do me right, but I'm going to do everything I can to be back next Sunday.
You kind of landed after something. What
exactly happened? Yeah, I mean, I got hit hard on the right side, and I think just the impact against the ground caused it to come out of place. He hit me pretty hard, but somehow I guess he got out of the game too, so that's good to hear.
So you're having one of your best games, and you're putting the team in position to take the go-ahead score there, and then you have to walk off an injury. What are you thinking when you're walking off?
Well, it was frustrating. I mean, it wasn't a good feeling. But knowing that, I mean, if I wasn't able to go, I mean, I tried to get back in there, and training staff made a smart decision not letting me go. But, Castle's done a great job this whole year in practice and obviously in the two games that he played. So we were going to be in good hands. And the way Adrian was running the ball and what we saw after I left, we did some good things and we were able to close it out. I'm just happy we got the win.
What was just the difference you look like a completely different team, the Vikings in the second half from the first. What was the overall difference?
I don't know what the difference is, to be honest with you. I don't know. I don't think there was a change of mindset or anything. I think we just played the way we were supposed to. It was we executed like an NFL team supposed to, especially a 10-6 playoff team like we were last year. We really needed that. We needed that to help out with our confidence. And now that's our expectation for the rest of the year.
What was the conversation like there on the sideline? Were you trying to lobby to get back in there?
I was, yeah. At first, I didn't know what was going on, and they popped it back in place, and I was able to move it fine. So I thought maybe have a chance to go in, but there was some pain and everything, and it was probably smart not for me to go. I don't know if I would have been limited or not, but we have a more than capable quarterback in Matt to go out there and win the game for us.
You should have played before that, 3rd and 12, I think it was, you throw to Jarius, you're on the move. What are you seeing at that point?
Well, the only thing I saw was Jarius jumping up and down, waving his arms on the sideline. Actually, after I threw the ball, I was laughing. But it was, Adrian actually, I saw a guy coming free, and then Adrian actually came across and made the block, but it made me flush. So I'm just looking for anybody, and I see Jarius jumping up and down, and we're able to convert, which was big. It was great by Jarius to find that void and get open.
You actually kind of laughing?
I was, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
You talk about John Carlson.
Yeah, I mean, John, especially for a guy from Minnesota, stepped up and took advantage of the opportunity. I think he had 8 catches for 98 yards and a touchdown, and the way he got in for that score was great. He took advantage of the opportunity, played an exceptional game, and for a guy that's battled injuries, was in with Seattle and obviously came here and was injured last year and never got into a groove. Finally, he had a great game, and that's what we expect out of him. He's been an athletic guy. He's a smart player, and I'm glad he had a great game.
You tried to do a lot of things in the game plan to give you an opportunity to get the ball out quick. Was that kind of by design?
Bills. It's something we have in every game, I think now we're especially at Dallas, we kind of did the same thing and took advantage of the no-huddle system, and we did that again this game. And Bill's doing a great job of devising plays, and also I think I'm have the ability to have more of a voice, which is great, and I appreciate that. But he's calling great plays, and we're getting the ball out. We're playing with a great tempo, the offense is clicking pretty good. But, I mean, that's one game. That's one win. We have 7 more to go out and put ourselves in a playoff picture.
Christian, how do you kind of process the last 6 weeks, wide range of emotions, things that have happened?
Yeah.
What's still going on with the shoulder?
It's been an interesting year. That's for sure. My expectation is to get out and play this week again. But, go 0-3 the first 3 games and lose the job and get injured and to come back and lose 2 more And they come to this game and play well and you know, get injured, but winning, you know, cures all, and winning is a great feeling. And, you know, we expect that to continue to happen. And, you know, the year's far from over.
As you're out there, do you kind of feel like you're grabbing hold of that position like coaches have talked about?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was playing decent. I mean, I missed a couple throws, especially in the first half, and, you know, didn't put ourselves in as great of a position. I mean, we kept hurting ourselves, and I was a part of it in that first half. And but I think I stepped up in the second half and played better. But the guys were playing so well around me. And again, we established the running game, which is a huge part of our offense. And guys were making plays and making catches and getting open. And so it was just a team game, and it was fun. I mean, I think everyone had fun in this game.
Building, you had the injury that kept you out of the playoff game. Is it kind of important to get back out there just to create some momentum for yourself?
I think so. I mean, I want to start as many games as possible and stay out there and be playing. It's not a good feeling when you're sitting on the sidelines watching someone else play. And but I'm gonna do everything I can to be healthy. And the expectation is to go. But if something happens, you know, Matt's gonna get out there and the expectation is he's gonna play well. I mean, he's done a great job in his preparation and everything. And we'll see what happens.
They call it a dislocated shoulder. What do they do? They put it back in place or something?
They just, you know, I ran to the sideline. They just popped it back in place, and it felt better after that.
Christian, you said more of a voice in the offense. Does that mean as plays are being called or at the line?
No, I mean, like, during the week, you know, going through the game plan and, hey, here's what I see. And there we still have conversations on the sideline. Hey, you know, Bill will ask me, do you like this play being called or what do you think? And there's just you know, throughout the week and in the game, there's a continual conversation.
Good.
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks.